Faith and God's Glory. Join me, Abigail Christian, with Healing Moments as we experience truth about faith and God's glory. Do you desire to see the glory of God and experience His awesome power? We can know about God's glory through the inspired written Word of God, known as the Bible. The Bible consists of 66 books, 39 in the Old Testament and 27 in the New Testament. Have you ever read the New Testament book of the Bible, Revelation, or the Old Testament book, Ezekiel? In both books, the writer of the book tells in chapter 1 about experiencing a vision of God and His awesome, glorious appearance and power. John, who was a beloved disciple of Jesus, is the writer of the New Testament book Revelation. And he writes in chapter 1, verses 12 through 19, about his vision of Jesus Christ. This is what he writes. When I turned to see who was speaking to me, I saw seven gold lampstands, and standing in the middle of the lampstands was someone like the Son of Man. He was wearing a long robe with a gold sash across his chest. His head and his hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were like flames of fire. His feet were like polished bronze refined in a furnace, and his voice thundered like mighty ocean waves. He held seven stars in his right hand, and a sharp two-edged sword came from his mouth. And his face was like the sun in all its brilliance. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as if I were dead. But he laid his right hand on me and said, "Don't be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I died, but look, I am alive forever and ever, and I hold the keys of death and the grave." John had an awesome vision of Jesus Christ. Also, in Revelation chapter 4, John writes about the vision of God on his throne and his glory in verses 2 through 11. John states, "And instantly I was in the Spirit, and I saw a throne in heaven and someone sitting on it. The one sitting on the throne was as brilliant as gemstones, like jasper and carnelian, and the glow of an emerald circled his throne like a rainbow. 24 thrones surrounded him, and 24 elders sat on them. They were all clothed in white and had gold crowns on their heads. From the throne came flashes of lightning and the rumble of thunder, and in front of the throne were seven torches with burning flames. This is the sevenfold Spirit of God. In front of the throne was a shiny sea of glass, sparkling like crystal. In the center and around the throne were four living beings, each covered with eyes, front and back. The first of these living beings was like a lion. The second was like an ox. The third had a human face, and the fourth was like an eagle in flight. Each of these living beings had six wings, and their wings were covered all over with eyes, inside and out. Day after day and night after night, they kept on saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God, the Almighty, the one who always was, who is, and who is still to come." Whenever the living beings gave glory and honor and thanks to the one sitting on the throne, the one who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fell down and worshiped the one sitting on the throne, the one who lives forever and ever. And they lay their crowns before the throne, and they say, "You are worthy, O Lord our God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and they exist because you created what you pleased." Ezekiel also saw visions of God and God's glory. Ezekiel was an Old Testament prophet that wrote about his vision of God in the first chapter of the book of Ezekiel. This is what he wrote. "On July 31st of my 30th year, while I was with the Judean exiles beside the Kibar River in Babylon, the heavens were open, and I saw visions of God. This happened during the 5th year of King Jehoiachin's captivity. The Lord gave this message to Ezekiel, son of Buzi, a priest, beside the Kibar River in the land of the Babylonians, and he felt the hand of the Lord take hold of him. As I looked, I saw a great storm coming from the north, driving before it a huge cloud that flashed with lightning and shone with brilliant light. There was fire inside the cloud, and in the middle of the fire glowed something like gleaming amber. From the center of the cloud came four living beings that looked human, except that each had four faces and four wings. Their legs were straight, and their feet had hooves like those of a calf and shone like burnished bronze. Under each of their four wings, I could see human hands, so each of the four beings had four faces and four wings. The wings of each living being touched the wings of the being beside it. Each one moved straight forward in any direction without turning around. Each had a human face in the front, the face of a lion on the right side, the face of an ox on the left side, and the face of an eagle at the back. Each had two pairs of outstretched wings, one pair stretched out to touch the wings of the living beings on either side of it, and the other pair covered its body. They went in whatever direction the spirit chose, and they moved straight forward in any direction without turning around. The living beings looked like bright coals of fire or brilliant torches, and lightning seemed to flash back and forth among them. And the living beings darted to and fro like flashes of lightning. And as I looked at these beings, I saw four wheels touching the ground beside them, one wheel belonging to each. The wheels sparkled as if made of beryl. All four wheels looked alike and were made the same. Each wheel had a second wheel turning crosswise within it. The beings could move in any of the four directions they faced without turning as they moved. The rims of the four wheels were tall and frightening, and they were covered with eyes all around. When the living beings moved, the wheels moved with them. When they flew upward, the wheels went up too. The spirit of the living beings was in the wheels. So wherever the spirit went, the wheels of the living beings also went. When the beings moved, the wheels moved. When the beings stopped, the wheels stopped. When the beings flew upward, the wheels rose up, for the spirit of the living beings was in the wheels. Spread out above them was a surface like the sky, glittering like crystal. Beneath this surface, the wings of each living being stretched out to touch the other's wings, and each had two wings covering its body. As they flew, their wings sounded to me like waves crashing against the shore, or like the voice of the Almighty, or like the shouting of a mighty army. When they stopped, they let down their wings. As they stood with wings lowered, a voice spoke from beyond the crystal surface above them. Above this surface was something that looked like a throne, made of blue lapis lazuli. And on this throne, high above, was a figure whose appearance resembled a man. From what appeared to be his waist up, he looked like gleaming amber, flickering like a fire, and from his waist down, he looked like a burning flame, shining with splendor. All around him was a glowing halo, like a rainbow shining in the clouds on a rainy day. This is what the glory of the Lord looked like to me. When I saw it, I fell face down on the ground, and I heard someone's voice speaking to me. These are glorious visions of God recorded in Scripture, so that we too can know about God's glory. Dear one, if you desire to know God's glory, you can find the truth of His glory in the inspired Word of God, and you will find it through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the only way to God the Father and knowing the glory of God. Another book in the Bible, Colossians 2:3, states, "In Christ lie hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge." If you desire to know God and His glory, you must come to know Jesus Christ. Thomas was one of Jesus Christ's 12 disciples. Jesus had been crucified, He died, and then He resurrected on the third day. After the resurrection, Jesus stood among the disciples and showed them His wounds and spoke to them. Thomas was not among them, and when the other disciples told Thomas about Jesus coming to them, Thomas spoke and said he would not believe unless he himself got to touch Jesus and put his hand in Jesus' wounds. After this, Jesus appeared to Thomas and told him to put his hand in his wounds and to believe. Thomas exclaimed, "My Lord and my God!" Jesus spoke to Thomas and said, "You believe because you have seen me. Blessed are those who believe without seeing me." My friend, let's put our faith in Jesus Christ and draw near to God and His glory. If you have a moment, share this podcast or leave a comment. It helps this podcast to be seen by others so it can be shared far and wide. Thank you for joining me, Abigail Christian, with Healing Moments. May you experience truth about faith in Christ Jesus and knowing God's glory today. Feel free to reach out to me at abigail.christian316@gmail.com.